Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
For the rest of the afternoon across central Virginia, we'll see very hot, very humid conditions with highs around 95, feeling like 100 to 105 plus at times under partly sunny skies. On Thursday, we're going to see changes as a weather system approaches us and brings showers and thunderstorms late in the day. From 8 News, I'm Storm Tracker 8 forecaster Tyler Hall for News Radio 1140 WRVA and 96.1 FM.
And from the personal injury attorneys of Cravens and Old Weather Center, 91 mostly sunny in Mechanicsville, News Radio WRVA time 301. A Danville city councilman was assaulted and set on fire today. Police say a man forced his way into Councilman Lee Vogler's office at Showcase Magazine in downtown Danville and doused Vogler with gasoline. Andrew Brooks, the publisher of the magazine, described the attack in a social media video.
An individual forced his way into our office carrying a 5-gallon bucket of gasoline and poured the gasoline on Lee. Lee attempted to flee, ran to the front of the building. The individual followed him and set him on fire.
Brooks says Vogler was able to identify his attacker and was transported to a Lynchburg burn center for treatment. Police identify the suspect as 29-year-old Shotzi Hayes of Danville. Police say Hayes was apprehended a short while after the attack, which they say stemmed from a personal matter. A Hopewell City Councilman has been convicted of embezzling public funds for charging nearly $700 worth of food for a family funeral on a city credit card. The jury in the case deliberated for about an hour Tuesday before finding 7th Ward Councilman Dominic Holloway guilty. Holloway faces a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison when sentenced September 2nd. Virginia's annual sales tax holiday is coming up this weekend. More in this report from WRVA's Sarah Hoffman.
If you're looking to spend less on school supplies or emergency preparedness items, this weekend is the time to shop. Virginia's annual 3-day tax holiday is set to begin at 12:01 a.m. this Friday and end at midnight on Sunday. During the sales tax holiday, you can buy school supplies, clothing, emergency preparedness items, and Energy Star and WaterSense products without paying sales tax. To get the tax exemption, clothing and footwear must be priced at $100 or less per item, and school supplies must be $20 or less per item. You can find more information on the Virginia sales tax holiday by visiting the Virginia Department of Taxation's website. I'm Sarah Huffman, News Radio, WRVA.
The Virginia Department of Transportation wants to hear from you about its ideas for easing congestion and improving safety around the Bryan Park interchange. Motorists and others have until August 8th to complete an online survey about proposed improvements, which include additional lanes, a roundabout on Arthur Ashe Boulevard, and the elimination of the Hermitage Road exit on Interstate 95. Sarah Shepard is with VDOT's Richmond District.
This is not carved in stone. They're concepts. That's why it's really important to take the survey. We really need the public's input and their information, their comments on the concepts that we have available at this time.
To participate in the survey, select the Projects tab on the VDOT website and search for Bryan Park Interchange Study. Thousands flocked to Chincoteague Island this morning to be part of the 100th annual pony swim. Governor Glenn Youngkin was among them.
And I want to congratulate all the ponies because they did beautifully this morning. I want to thank everybody for coming to Virginia, and most importantly, let's go ponies.
The annual pony swim auction and carnival raises funds for the care of the semi-wild ponies and for the Chincoteague Volunteer Fire Department. The U.S. economy expanded at a surprising 3% annual pace from April through June, bouncing back from a first quarter drop that reflected disruptions attributed to President Trump's trade policies. Economists had expected second quarter growth of 2%. The good news from the Commerce Department was not enough to persuade the Fed to lower its benchmark interest rate today. The Fed voted for a fifth straight month to hold the rate steady, although two board members dissented after indicating their support for a quarter point cut. Wall Street was disappointed. The Dow is now down 232 points. The S&P is off 16. The NASDAQ down 11. This is Charles Pyle reporting. Your next news at 3:30. News on demand at newsradio.wrva.com.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. We have to simply start right off the bat with Lee Vogler. I know there's a lot to talk about, and I know the weather's the weather, and it's a good day, it's a bad day, it's this, it's that, but Lee Vogler is a VCU alum, and you heard Charles report on this about an hour or so ago, maybe 90, no, about an hour or so ago. I'm taking a look at the story now. Yeah, about an hour or so ago, I got this news that somebody had forced their way into the building of this Showcase magazine or Showmark magazine, Showcase magazine down in Danville. And they had a 5-gallon jug of gasoline, and they chased Lee Vogler through the building towards the front and then poured the gasoline on him and then set him on fire. And Lee Vogler apparently had identified who this person was while it was all happening. I don't know all the details. I haven't seen all of the video. I think it was a Facebook post on it. All I can say is this. If you know Lee, then you're touched by this. I can't sit here and tell you that Lee was a friend. We have one of those, like, you know, points of connection, so many degrees of separation. Somebody who is a friend reached out to me about an hour ago and said, did you hear about Lee Vogler? I said, yeah, I just read the story. Lee was the co-leader of the College Republicans at VCU with this particular friend of mine. And there are rumblings, apparently, that this attack on Lee somehow, some way related to the fact that Lee is a Republican. And he's been on the Danville City Council since 2012. He was 24 years of age when he was first elected, youngest ever member of the Danville City Council. And we all know Danville's been through some times. So I don't have anything else on that, but folks who might still have a connection to Lee, maybe you went to school with him at VCU, or maybe you've been part of his business dealings since then. I guess he was the sales director, is the sales director of this magazine down there. Let me know, all right? Because I guarantee you there are other VCU alum who know Lee, perhaps through the Alumni Association, or maybe you're actually, you went to class with him. The easiest way is always the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. There's a part of me hoping, it's going to sound really twisted, but there's a part of me hoping that it was just some random lunatic who did this. Because then you say, well, you know, what are you going to do? But if it really involves a political agenda because Lee Vogler is a conservative Republican, there's a big issue. It's just appalling. Absolutely appalling. You and I know you're entitled to your opinions. I don't have to agree with them. I will defend your right to share them, but I don't have to agree with them. I'm going to tell you something. It's just outrageous. It's chilling to think that this sort of stuff could go on. And we have seen it in Virginia. There have been all sorts of attacks on Virginia Republican campaign offices. Haven't heard any condemnation from the Virginia Democrats. Maybe I've missed it, but I don't think I have. Did you listen to my friend Rich Herrera this morning, Richmond's Morning News? The highlight of the program obviously occurred at 7:35 when I was on the air. Although I was on the air this morning with Rich, we had a great time chatting about stuff. But if you did not hear Jennifer McClellan, Congresswoman, well, I've got to share some of her comments this morning. Jennifer McClellan, as you know, big time far left wing Democrat. Okay, same thing. I'm back to this point of, hey, I don't have to agree with you, but maybe we should be telling the truth about things, right? She, just yesterday, we reported, was claiming that ICE was intimidating folks in our area, that she had heard from all sorts of, I guess, police chiefs and sheriffs and Commonwealth's attorneys inside her congressional district, the 4th District, claiming that these folks were no longer cooperating with law enforcement or cooperating with prosecutors. And I said yesterday on the air, I would love to hear the evidence. Just provide me. Who are these folks? Who are the chiefs of police who have told you this? Who are the sheriffs in the counties that are included in your congressional district who have said this? Who are the Commonwealth's attorneys that have reported this to you? Now, she still hasn't done that, but she was on this morning with Rich, and let's just take a listen to some of it. Germ, I know we're using an ancillary device, I guess. It's just another equipment, so it might take an extra second, but we'll just go in order. Let's start with JM number one.
Well, let me start. You know, I always like to start where we can agree. And
yes.
And I think there's broad agreement that our current immigration system is broken, that for over 30 years, Congress has not provided comprehensive immigration reform, and that we need to do that. But we need reform that is compassionate and that doesn't abandon American values of providing due process and treating everyone with dignity and respect, understanding that people are innocent until proven guilty. So what has disturbed me about the Trump administration's current immigration enforcement actions and what ICE is doing is it is betraying the American values of due process and compassion, particularly at Chesterfield. ICE is showing up at the General District Court. Now, General District Court is where traffic offenses and low-level misdemeanors are heard. So this is not, you know, the felonies, the violent crimes, like that's all up in the circuit court. So this is General District Court where people are coming to pay traffic fines, where they may be coming to, you know, you might have, you know, a trespassing case or something like that. And they're being detained and deported with no ability to prove whether or not they're a citizen. And when you combine that with what we've seen across the country, whether it is people who are literally being kidnapped off the street, put in a car, put on a plane in El Salvador. We know that there are American citizens and people lawfully present here who have been detained and deported with no ability to prove their citizenship. It is creating fear among immigrant communities, even among citizens who are afraid to come to the courthouse to seek justice for themselves, to comply with the law, or even to get marriage licenses. So when I hear people are not showing up to pay traffic fines or for their day in court for a traffic fine because they're afraid, am I going to be disappeared? People are afraid who are in violent domestic situations, are afraid to call the police because they don't know if they or their partner could be detained, even if they're citizens. People are afraid to cooperate with police as witnesses or show up and testify in court because they don't know what's going to happen. Translators who provide translation services to ensure everyone has access to justice are afraid to do their job. I heard a story, and it's not just at the courthouse. This atmosphere of fear is prevalent among immigrant populations, even among citizens. I heard a story about a woman who went to work and was in a full-on panic because she didn't bring her passport with her. And she's like, what if I shows up and, you know, they take me and I can't prove I'm a citizen? And the panic that this woman had reminded me, like my brain went to, do you have your papers in Nazi Germany? You know, in the courthouse, we say liberty and justice for all. But if you've created this atmosphere of fear where not everybody feels like they're going to get justice, that breaks down, in my opinion, due process and American values. And
all right, let me stop it there. All right, so here's one of the big differences between myself and my friend Rich, who hosts Richmond's Morning News. About 4 minutes ago, I would have said, Congresswoman McClellan, I call Bravo Sierra. I think you are full of it. I think you are regurgitating pre-written talking points, and you are ignoring the underlying facts here, which are very clear. We are talking about people who have broken the law and are in the nation illegally. And I have looked through and through and through all of our legal codes, all the U.S. codes. I don't see anything there about, what did she say, compassion or anything else. Here's the law. Are you breaking the law? Now we're going to deal with the fact that you are breaking the law. And she's just throwing out these left-wing buzzwords again with no backup, no substantiation, absolutely nothing of fact present. Nothing. But hey, we have more of her. It's amazing what she was willing to say and do this morning. If you missed it this morning, yes, I'm going to play some of it this afternoon, but I would urge you to head on over to WRVA.com and you can listen to the whole thing right there.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 321, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Lots of great stuff coming my way and your way. Paul Perez, the president of the National Border Patrol Council, he's going to be with us at 3:35. My buddy Chris Beach from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, he's going to be here at 4:05. We've got a little competition underway right now. There are four all-star teams, if you will, trying to raise money for Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We have 2 weeks left in the big fundraising effort, and Chris will let us know how things are going and where Team Katz is situated at the moment. We've got lots of great people helping us. I remind you about that. Lots of great people. My friend Laura Sylvester, Pie Safe Baking Company, who is also in the running for Best Bakery in Central Virginia. She's been doing special donations for the last couple of weeks, selling her wares at the farmers market, stuff like that, and getting a chunk of it and then donating it to the Fatherhood Foundation, which is great. Wendy and John Yeoman over at Jake's Place, $2 off of every Jeff Katz sandwich is going to the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We got a lot of people doing that. We got a Chipotle thing coming up next week. So we'll chat with Chris then. Also, Congressman Rob Whitman's going to join us at 5:05 because I have a sneaking suspicion that Congressman Whitman may have a thing or two to say about the comments from Congresswoman McClellan. Let's do JM2, please.
So we have, based on reporting nationally, there have been incidences that have been documented of that. But ICE is not being forthcoming about how many and who. That's why I filed a bill last year asking ICE and the Department of Homeland Security to identify every instance where a U.S. citizen or someone who is here lawfully has been detained and deported.
So respectfully,
the administration has admitted that that's happened.
Okay. Yeah. Well, is there any evidence of that? And you heard Rich jump in there. Hey, he started respectfully. And you know what's coming after somebody says respectfully? You got to get to brass tacks. All right, Madam Congresswoman. Have you got the receipts? Did you bring the receipts? Give us an example. Because so far I haven't heard anything from Congresswoman McClellan except the by the book, uber left wing agenda items to trash Trump and the brave men and women who are serving, protecting our nation. We have a couple of different agencies. People forget about this. You have ICE inside of DHS. You've got Customs and Border Protection. You have the United States Border Patrol. All of these fine men and women are out there doing their best, working hard, literally putting their lives on the line to protect our nation. And Jennifer McClellan stands there, recites these woke left-wing talking points and does a terrible disservice to them. Paul Perez will join us at 3:35 and offer some of his perspective. He is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. It is 3:25. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30. Rated T for Teen.